Good afternoon. John here. I'm afraid I have sad news. Ireland put up a brave show, but unfortunately were beaten in the ninth and tenth placed playoff at the European Quizzing Championships. I'm joined by two members of the victorious German team. They are, well, they're both called Sebastian. So let's talk to the first Sebastian, team captain Sebastian Klusmann. Sebastian, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling great. It's one of those epic battles, one of those classic fights in quizzing history. We'll go down in the history books.
Yeah, now I'd like to point out at this point that Germany did have the newly crowned European individual quizzing champion in their ranks, and yet you only beat us by 10 points. How do you feel about that?
Well, we would have beat you by more than 10 points, if not this Gerd Kanter was already mentioned on the pick, you know.
See, like, now, even though he's beaten us, he's bitter about the fact that one of the picture rounds to identify, an Estonian discus thrower actually had his name across his chest. So that gives a little hint that we had a guess. The other Sebastian Jacobi. Sebastian, you actually had a query on that question, which is totally unfair, wasn't it?
Well, yeah, when John Nolan said that it was Carl Kanter, at least I heard that. It was not the case, of course.
I said, is he called Kanter?
Yes, and this was a misunderstanding, and I thought you had mentioned the first name, which was, of course, not the case.
It's very big of you to admit that we did nothing wrong in that case.
You did nothing wrong, but actually his first name was Gerd.
Was this kind of Irish Kanter. Dalek, you know, I'm getting very unpopular right now in Ireland, right? No, I love the Irish people, love the Irish beer and the Irish women.
He's trying to suck up now.
Oh. But we have to make sure that everybody knows is that we took the topic Ireland and the Irish did not.
Yeah, that's what you call tactical. You took it out of our grasp.
Yeah, well, so I just want to speak to the Irish people, you know? listen to me. We haven't found anybody yet who wants to host the EQC next year. So what about Ireland? I would love to come to Dublin. I was never there, so make sure next EQC in Dublin or Ireland somewhere.
Or maybe a Limerick.
That's a great airport.
The Shannon Airport.
That's Mauro. Sorry, Mauro, don't know your surname. Another member of the... They're rubbing it in our faces now, German victorious team. It's been a great weekend for you so far, though, with Holger.
Absolutely. We've got the European champion on our side, you know? This is like fields.
But yes, with the European champion in the team, you finished ninth. Are you dragging him down? What do you think, Sebastian?
Maybe.
We give our very best to do that. No, probably we're just missing some people.
He wasn't a European champion yesterday when we played the qualifier, so today we would have finished first.
You think he had a complete turnaround overnight and
just memorized all of Wikipedia this night. You know, I saw him sitting there in front of the computer and memorized everything. So, you know,
we haven't lost a single match now that he's European champion. Yeah. We have to mention that.
Yeah, but you know, his the chip inside his brain has just a limited battery, so...
Oh. Okay. Well, anyway, thank you very much to the German team, to Mauro, Sebastian, and the other Sebastian. And I wish you well for the rest of the weekend. Thank you very much, guys.
Thank you.